Kerrville's 2020 General Operating Fund, which fuels public safety departments, public parks, and street maintenance, was supposed to be $29 million. But sales tax revenue is way down.
And we're looking at about a $2.25 million shortfall related to revenues and the COVID-19 impact on those revenues.
Amy Dozier is the city's chief financial officer. She says other revenue streams will take a hit, too.
One of them in particular is our hotel occupancy fund, which has a budget of about $1.5 million, and we're expecting about a $600,000 hit, a revenue shortfall there.
So the city is projecting a total revenue loss of about $3 million for fiscal year 2020 alone. That time frame runs until September. Between now and then, the city is looking to cut costs. It also has an $8 million reserve fund to fall back on.
If things are worse than what we're planning, that would be someplace we could go. But our first line of defense is going to be to cut expenses as much as possible to match the shortfall in revenues.
Those cuts include the city's recycling center, about $1 million worth of street maintenance and paving, a hiring freeze on positions outside of the public safety departments, and pay cuts of up to 20%. For city government executives. Dozier declined to comment on what else would be cut if those lost expenses and the $8 million reserve fund aren't enough. She did say the city recently got some good news. They were expecting a 15% drop in collected sales taxes for March compared to last year. It only dropped 8%. But April was the first full month of statewide shutdowns.
And April will obviously have the full month of closures and full month of impact of COVID-19. So we're expecting sharply lower sales there.
Hotel occupancy tax revenues for April were 57% less than what the city expected before the pandemic hit. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.